This America's Test Kitchen segment is supported by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor. Every week, we check in with our friends at America's Test Kitchen to see what they're geeking out over. And this week, they got the memo that we're doing a Southern show, so they want to talk about their killer recipe for South Carolina smoked ham, which I'm totally psyched to eat, but I mean, it's a Southern show, and look, not a lot of South Carolinians are trying to get their smoked meat advice from people in Boston. But Tucker Shaw, executive editor for Cook's Country, fears neither man nor beast nor barbecue chauvinist. And he talked with our managing producer, Sally Swift.
Hey, Tucker. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
So I know that you guys have been roaming around the Carolinas for Cook's Country. And this week's show, we're kind of focusing on the South. And I wanted to talk to you about something you discovered at Heights Barbecue.
What a great place Heights Barbecue is in West Columbia, South Carolina. And you're right. We've been spending a lot of time in the Carolinas, and we expected to find great pulled pork dishes down there. But what we didn't expect to find was this wonderful dish at Heights Barbecue. They smoke fresh ham, and it was delicious. We spent more time there than we expected to because we couldn't stop eating it.
Huh. Now, fresh ham, which is a different thing than most people think about. Usually you smoke shoulders, right?
That's right. The shoulder is a much more common piece of meat to use on the barbecue. When you think about pulled pork or something like that, it's usually cut from the shoulder. Ham, as you know, is cut from the hind quarters, as we say delicately. And whereas most of the hams that you'll find have already been smoked or cured or otherwise treated, fresh ham is really raw meat. So what you're looking at is essentially ham that has been taken from the hindquarters of the pig and not messed with at all until you start in on it.
Okay, so talk me through this recipe. So you call this essentially smoked fresh ham, correct?
That's right. And what makes it different from the shoulder is that fresh ham has much less fat and connective tissue kind of all the way through it. So after it is smoked for several hours, what you get is a meat that is a bit leaner and a bit chewier. And it's very easy to achieve at home. It takes a little bit of time, but it's not complicated to do. The most difficult thing for creating this recipe is special ordering this piece of meat because you won't necessarily find it at the grocery store ready to go.
Okay.
So when you hit up the butcher, you're going to ask for a fresh ham cut from the shank end, which is farther down the leg. And the reason that you want this piece is because it has more skin, and you're going to make use of that skin later in your final dish.
So what's the first step in this recipe?
The first step in this recipe is to get some seasoning into the meat. And the best way to do that is to salt it. Rub salt all over the meat, quite liberally, a couple of tablespoons for a 6 to 8 pound piece of ham, and let it sit for 18 to 24 hours. And this will draw that seasoning into the meat and make it much more flavorful.
Okay, so that's the day before. That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. Mostly hands off.
Right.
Then the next day, you go outside and you build yourself a fire, and you want to add some wood chips to that fire. It's very easy to make a packet of wood chips folded into aluminum foil. And you drop that ham onto a hot fire and let it go for about 2 hours. And this is not enough to cook it all the way through, but it is enough for it to take on a great deal of flavor from those wood chips, which is what you're looking for. And then you bring it inside to the oven to finish cooking. And the reason you do this is because the oven has a much more sort of predictable and constant temperature, and you don't have to continually tend your fire outdoors. And after 2 hours on that fire outdoors, it's taken on about as much smoky flavor as it's going to anyway. So you finish it in the oven for about 2.5 hours, and you bring the ham out of the oven, and with a pair of tongs, you grasp at the skin and just slip it right off that piece of meat. It will come off in one large piece. It doesn't take any special technique or anything. It will just slip right off. You take that skin and you spread it flat on a sheet pan. Slide it back in the oven for about 25 minutes. This will create a really crisp, slightly golden brown, beautiful piece of pork skin that you'll often find sort of chopped up and called cracklin.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do is take the meat that you've smoked and the skin that you've cooked and chop them together.
Uh-huh.
So you have this chewy, crunchy, fatty, delicious, chopped up thing that at first glance will look very familiar because it will look a bit like pulled pork. But once you sink your teeth into it, you're getting this whole texture contrast and really, really great flavor of ham and pork.
What a great way to do it. So you get the smoke from the grill and then you can abandon the babysitting and just bring it in the oven and finish it off. This sounds like perfect party food. I mean, it's graduation party time, you know?
Totally. It's summer. I mean, get out on the grill. And the reason we knew this recipe was a hit was because the test cooks in the kitchen went crazy for it. And as you can imagine, you know, they cook a lot.
They're jaded.
Yes, a little. Not jaded. Everybody loves food, but we are definitely skeptical. But this one, we couldn't keep it around. People just went bananas for it. So we knew we had a really strong winner with
you
this.
You had a winner. Now I do have a question, which is very controversial. So let's talk sauce, which I know every Southern barbecue is different. Sauce in that area is mustard sauce, correct?
Very often, yes. And this is a tether back to some of the German heritage that you'll find in this part of the country. At Heights Barbecue, they serve this with sort of a rather runny, mm-hmm. but very vibrant vinegary mustard sauce. So we created a sauce that's very similar to that. It looks like a little bit more runny than you would think of as a thick barbecue sauce. And of course, it's a very bright yellow color. So it almost looks like, you know, just a squeeze of yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. But it's got this really, really invigorating flavor that pairs beautifully with a slightly sweet and fatty meat.
Okay, starving here. Thanks, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is the executive editor of Cook's Country at ATK. Find that recipe for South Carolina fresh smoked ham at splendidtable.org.